This is The Peaceful Corner, Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Peaceful Corner podcast. Welcome to day two. Happy New Month once again. And I believe that you had a wonderful day today. Alrighty. Today, I want to talk about Yahweh and Jehovah, which is the same person, their God, Sabaoth, right? Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah Sabaoth. And, you know, yesterday, Pastor Nathaniel Abassi released a song called Yahweh Sabaoth, Sabaoth or Sabaoth, or whatever way you want to call it. He released it yesterday, and I think it's a song for the season. I think it's a song that we should listen to and really war with it. And he even says it in the track that, you know, go to your room and close your door and war with this, right? And really ask God to arise, right? Because when we look in scripture and we look into what the Sabaoth actually means, or Jehovah Sabaoth, is the Lord of hosts, right? The Lord of hosts, or the Lord of heaven's army, the captain of the host of heaven's army. We see that God is described many times in the Bible as the captain of the host of heaven's army, right? And we know who the Lord is, right? The Lord is the guy, is the one, I said the guy. He's the one who formed the mountains. He's not the guy, he's God. He's the one who formed the mountains and created the wind. He created everything. He declared everything and he created it. That is who God is, right? We've done many episodes about who is God, right? But now he's the Lord God of hosts, Sabaoth, right? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about himself revealed as the Lord God of hosts, right? We see that Lord God of hosts is revealed in many different times in scripture, right? For example, in Joshua, when Joshua, when God has asked Joshua to go fight, I don't remember the place exactly. Let me see. I think in Joshua 5, yes, Joshua 5, verse 13, I think 14 and 15 going on, he talks about where he sees a man and he says, "Are you for us or, let me see if I can find it. Give me a moment. Yes, it says, "Behold, he saw a man opposed on the opposite side, opposing him, and he drew his sword in his hand." It says, "Joshua went to him and said, 'Are you for us or our adversaries?' He said, 'No.' And he said, 'Indeed, come now as captain of the host of Jehovah,'" right? Captain, commander of the Lord's army. And Joshua there and then fell down to his face because he knew that this was God, right? And then he asked God, "What has the Lord to say to his servant?" You know, because God is the Lord of hosts. And then God told him to remove his sandals because where he's standing is holy ground, right? We see God revealed to Joshua in the midst of them going to fight, right, as the Lord of hosts, right? And then we see Jehovah Sabaoth be with Joshua and the children of Israel for every war that they fought, because in actually reading the book of Joshua, we see that Joshua killed 31 kings and all of their cities, and none survived. That is Jehovah Sabaoth being with Joshua every fight he went. And that's why he told him in Joshua, he told him that, you know, do not be afraid, right? I will go with you. I have gone ahead of you. He told him that in Joshua. I don't remember where exactly. I'm sorry. But he told him that I am with you, right? Do not be dismayed. Yes, that is Jehovah Sabaoth for us. The captain of heaven's army. The captain of heaven's army, right? He is God, the Lord of hosts, right? The captain of heaven's army. God fights for us, but he's not the one doing the fighting, if that makes sense. Because it would be unfair. It would not be a fair fight if God fights. Like, I don't know if you get me. Like, a lot of times we see the devil as the opposite of God, but no, nobody can match God. So there is no opposite of God, right? And God is not the one necessarily fighting the devil, right? Because if God even just lifts his finger, the devil is annihilated. It would be an unfair fight. Right, not that God is playing with your life or monopoly with your life, but that's just, God is not the one that's, you know, he is the captain of heaven's host, the captain of the host of heaven's armies. Do you get? So he is the commander in chief of heaven. He commands everything, and how it goes. Imagine having a war, and then you don't know how strong your captain is. You don't know his capabilities, right? And you're saying he's the captain of your army. You will lose. You will lose. So think about it. Even when we talked about Joshua, he is the captain, right? And it's amazing that God revealed himself as the captain of the host of heaven's army to Joshua because they were going to fight, right? Why didn't he reveal himself to him in that moment as, I don't know, God our provider? You understand, right? He didn't reveal himself to him as God our provider because that would just be not, you know, applicable in the moment, right? But he reveals himself as Jehovah Sabaoth, the, you know, God of the host of heaven's army, right? Who is here to, he's literally in the, like, showing him that I am in the war with you. And I've kept my covenant as I have said that I will go with you, right? I will go with you. I have gone ahead of you. That was even what God had told Joshua in the beginning of Joshua, right? He is the Lord of hosts. In Isaiah 46, it says, thus say Jehovah, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. That is the Lord of hosts. Does that make sense? I'm trying to keep this episode short, but you know, it's so much. And I think it's very important that we go and even do more study on this on our own time. Jehovah Sabaoth. Jesus, even in Revelation 12, 22, verse 13, says that, you know, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, right? And then we see, so Jesus is Jehovah Sabaoth. Does that make sense? I mean, we know Jesus is God, so that's just a side note, right? But if we go through scripture, we see where the Lord of hosts is revealed. Yeah, we see in different places where the Lord of hosts is revealed. And like I've already said, he's the captain of heaven's army. So because he's the captain of heaven's army and he's fighting on our behalf, he's commanding angels to give his... He gives his angels charge over us, right? Like, I don't know if you get me. Like, he's commanding the angels. He's commanding everything, the host of every army, on what to do. So we will not be afraid. Why? Because our commander-in-chief is already fighting for us, right? He's not the one in the fighting, but he's the one commanding it. So he's, you know, technically, he's still part of the war, right? He's still fighting. That's why we say he is fighting our battles. And now we say he's Jehovah Nissi, Lord, our banner, because he surrounds us with many victories, right? Because our God is the commander-in-chief. He doesn't lose a battle. Never lost one. Never. He can never lose one. Never at all, right? He could never lose one. And we see where in Elisha, right, when he, when him and the cap, when we and his servants were there, right? And, you know, the servant was afraid that, oh, all these armies were surrounded, had surrounded them. I don't know if you guys remember that in the Bible. Where is that? Okay, in 2 Kings 6, verse 5, and he says, do not fear. He tells him, do not fear. All right, let me open it real quick. Second Kings 6, verse 15. Give me one moment. Second Kings 6, verse 15. Oops, where'd it go? My Bible. This is why we just need to, all of us just need to go and start opening our Bibles, because our apps refuse to cooperate when we need them to. So I'm going to pick up my Bible in front of me. Thankfully, it's right there. Second King 6 verse 15. And he says, and he built the walls of the house within the border of cedar, both the floor of the house and the walls of the ceiling. He covered them on the inside with wood and covered the floor of the house with plank of fear, and built 20 cubits on the side of the house, both the floor and the walls and boards of cedar. He even built them for its... Wait, am I reading the right place? Oh no, sorry, I opened 1 Kings. I said 2 Kings. Sorry. I sincerely apologize. Thank God for the Holy Ghost who draws our attention to these things. 2 Kings 6 verse 15. Okay, it says, And when the servants of the man of God had risen early to go to and gone forth, behold, a host comprised the city, both with horses and chariots. Imagine, both with horses and chariots. So imagine waking up in the morning and your house is literally... No, think about it. The city is compromised with both horses and chariots. You're just looking everywhere. There's horse, chariots. It's endless. They're just all around. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master. His servant said unto, this is saying to Elisha, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And in verse 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. So imagine, there was already such an army around the city. We see different videos of armies marching, and there are plenty. Now think about all the army plus their chariots. Think about it. Just think about it. And this is, I'm reading from the KJV version. It says, behold, an host comprised of the city, both with horses and chariots. An host. And in the Bible, when we see a host, it means a multitude of men, right? As comprised of the city. And it says, fear not. So I'm saying to somebody today, fear not, for they that be with you are more than they that be with them. Whatever is trying to fight you, whatever it is that is giving you fear, whatever it is that seems like it's overpowering you or has caused an encirclement around you, because the Bible says that the Lord tells us that when the enemy came like a flood, he raised a standard against them, right? When they came as an encirclement to surround you, he raised an encirclement, right? And I already said that he's giving his angels charge over you. There's even an edge of fire around you. Do you see how God has already surrounded you with his fire and with his armies? So even before they can penetrate. Anyways, let's keep reading. And Elisha in verse 17, Second Kings six, verse 17 says, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young. Let me stop there. I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone listening to me. Lord, open their eyes. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see. I may see in the name of Jesus. And it says, and the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he said, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Hallelujah. Around about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness, and smoke them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I'll bring you to whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. I don't think I need to read the rest of this, but I think all of you get what I'm trying to say. Those who were with them are more than who were outside, right? If God be for you, who can be against you, right? So I encourage you today to engage, right? Jehovah Sabaoth, right? And go to war. Let God, who can fight, right? Let him arise. Let him arise. Let him arise and fight for you. Yes? Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and let him fight for you. Jehovah, the Lord of hosts, the captain of the host of heaven's army. Let him arise. Actually, I want to read one more verse. In Psalms In Psalms 24, verse 8 to 10, let me see if I can find it in the correct translation. Hopefully, my Bible app will. Psalms 24 will behave itself this time. Okay, apparently not. I think I have another one. Let me open it. I don't have the translation in front of me, but I'll also still open it in the KJV. It's always nice to read the KJV first and then read it in another translation. It honestly gives a, it helps, let me just say it like that. But it's always good, or the only two versions that I try to stick with is KJV and Amplified, and sometimes NLT, right? Sometimes, because not all translations are very, you know, but that's a conversation for another day. Let's see, Psalms 24, let me find my Life Bible. If you want to even do a little bit more study of the word, go to, you know, you can download the Life Bible. They have the Strong Concordance on there as well, so you can look, see the meaning of, you know, different words. Psalms 24. Okay, it says in Psalms 24 in the King James, let me start with the King James Version. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And ye, this is from verse 9. You know, we already see lifted up, okay, let me start from verse 7. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and ye be lifted up, ye everlasting door. The King of glory shall come from you. He says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. There we go. Jehovah Sabaoth. The Lord, he says, lift up your head, O ye gates, in verse 9. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. It says the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now in the Amplified Version, verse 7, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you age abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. So in your life, any age abiding door, any long standing issue, anything that's happened, that's been following you since the foundations, I don't know. Okay, not since the foundations of the earth, but anything that's been following your family, right, since you were born, from your ancestors, your grandfather, your mother, right? Lift up your, this is the King of glory, right? Lift up your head so you can. It says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head so you can. O you gates, yes, lift them up, you age abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. In verse 10, who is he then, this King of glory, the Lord of hosts? He is the King of glory. All right, okay, I don't think this is the translation that says it. Okay, so he, let me see if I can quickly find the translation that says that. Aye, glory be to Jesus. Oh. He is the King of glory. I think it might be the Message. Aha, there we go. Even though Message, you really shouldn't read Message to study the Bible, but it's just, it's dramatic. It says, wake up, you sleepy head city. Wake up, you sleepy head people. King glory is ready to enter. Who is this King glory? God armed, the battle and battle ready. God armed and battle ready. I like that it says that. Wake up, you sleepy head city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King glory is ready to enter. Who is this King glory? God of the angel armies. He is King glory. I am going to look at one more translation, hopefully. There we go, NLT. In verse 10, it says, who is the King of glory? the Lord of Heaven's army. He is the King of Glory. I think there's another translation that said he's the captain of heaven's army. But you know, we see that he's the Lord strong and mighty. He's the Lord invincible in battle. That's what the NLT says, right? We see how they're describing the God that is ready. It says battle ready. That is what the Message translation said, right? And this episode is already 20 minutes. But I'm going to stop here. And I'm going to say to you that who dare stand against you and the Lord is for you. Go today and listen to Yahweh Sabaoth by Pastor Nathaniel Bassi and pray in the Holy Ghost and pray with that song. Repeat it over and over again. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and let the enemies fade away. Just like smoke is driven away, right? As wax melts before fire, let God arise. You can also even go pray with this. Also, you can search for a live that Victoria Renzi did, Let God Arise, right? It's on YouTube. Let God Arise is a YouTube live that she did. Go and pray with these things, and victory is yours. In Jesus' name. Thank you all for joining us. Yahweh Sabaoth is already fighting for you. Yahweh Sabaoth has risen for your behalf. And you will testify in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all and join us again tomorrow. Bye-bye.